Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in to our today's guests, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And with that, I've got local talent here. Locally bred, raised, educated, went outside to school. Probably not a very good school, but like I care. Carson Keyes, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, David. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Welcome back to Fairbanks. You went through school here, ICS in Monroe,
mm-hmm.
and now you work for Safari Club International.
Correct.
And you do it from a remote location.
Yeah, absolutely. So I can work pretty much anywhere with a Wi-Fi connection and a plane. That's what I need, basically.
And a plane. You've got to travel.
Yes, a lot.
What do you do for Safari Club International?
So my title is Chapter Services Manager.
Okay.
And so Safari Club has got, similar to other organizations, but chapters mm-hmm. across the country.
Alaska chapter.
We've got the Alaska chapter in Anchorage. We've got the Kenai chapter, obviously, mm-hmm. in Kenai. So we've got two yeah. SCI chapters here in Alaska. But we've got, you know, copy and paste those types of chapters across the entire nation. And so we've got about 125-ish. And then we're constantly working on adding new chapters to that roster. So managing that chapter system, I have a team of guys that work for me as well. And we've got the U.S. broken into three different regions right now. I've got the West, so basically, give or take, Colorado West all the way up to Alaska and Hawaii. And then we've got the Midwest and then the East Coast and different folks to manage those regions, the inner workings of those specific chapters and things like that.
So basically, you're living the dream because you grew up in Fairbanks doing a lot of hunting and fishing.
Yep.
Did you go off to college in Kansas?
Yep, Kansas, K-State.
And you do more hunting down there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I remember some of the guns you had.
Yeah.
Some that I bought you. Glad nothing happened to him. I'm glad you obeyed all laws until you turned 18.
Absolutely.
Then I was no longer responsible.
Still do for the record.
Okay. I'm no longer responsible for the record in case you don't. What sort of, you know, we can talk about SCI. I intend to talk to you, to have Fairbanks learn about you mm-hmm. first.
Mm-hmm.
You and your dad did a lot of hunting and fishing.
Mm-hmm.
What did you start out with?
My very first hunt that I can remember was a duck hunt. And so, go
multiple
ahead.
Multiple kills.
Yes.
If you're good.
Yes. Yeah. And I had a – I remember this till the day I die. We woke up at, you know, 4 a.m., whatever. It's cold. There's frost on the ground. And I've been practicing with a BB gun.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put all my layers on and all that. And my dad says, okay, you know, shoulder this BB gun just to make sure. And I probably looked like the Michelin man, just so many layers. But the stock of the BB gun was too big at mm-hmm. that point with all these layers.
Yeah.
And so I remember my dad, it's pitch black, it's 4 a.m. And he's got that BB gun over a trash can.
Sawing
the stock of this BB gun off.
Oh, BB gun.
BB gun. Yes, BB gun. BB gun. Nothing. Yeah, yeah.
You're going to go shoot ducks with a BB gun.
Well, so, here, yeah. That was my very first hunt, and I remember, you know, that I have that vivid memory. We get to the slough here in town, mm-hmm. Just 15, 20 minutes out of town, and this hen.
Sounds like Persinger.
No comment.
No comment.
I still
with a BB gun, you're fine.
Yes, yeah. I still go back there to this day. But anyways.
Your BB gun?
Not with my BB gun. No, I've graduated. I was maybe 5 or 6 or 7, okay. whatever it was.
Yeah.
So just too young. And I wasn't actually hunting, right? Like, how are you going to hunt a duck with a BB gun?
You're just out there with your dad, the experience.
Going through the motions.
Yep.
Just hot chocolate, Red Vine, Twizzlers, you know, all that good stuff. Just anything to keep a kid comfortable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's getting you going.
Yep. So that's my first memory of a hunt here in Alaska, and then it just blew up from there. I've been obsessed with it since I was that age.
What was the first item that you shot? You saw probably a duck.
Yep, a duck was my first. I remember we had this on this hunt that I'm talking about with the sawed off BB gun.
Mm-hmm.
We had a mallard come in, and you know, Dad's like, okay, get ready. And so I pull up and I shoot this hen mallard with my BB gun, but my dad also happened to just shoot at the duck as well, but I killed it. I was the one that hit it, yeah.
I had a few of those, too.
Yeah.
And then when I was a kid, you know, my first gun was a 410 Savage over-under, 22 over, 410 under. And I was the one who put them out of their misery. And then I'd claim the duck. Oh, that's my duck. I killed it. Yeah. But what it does at a young age is it gets you in the field. Mm-hmm. Bonding experience with your dad, mm-hmm. with your parents like myself, mm-hmm. or your siblings, and it gives you a love for the outdoors of Alaska. And that's what a chapter of SCI does. Not just Alaska, but the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have several chapters that they kind of quote-unquote specialize in getting youth outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And we have several chapters that specialize in getting veterans and disabled veterans outdoors, women, all of these different groups. The goal of many of these chapters is to allow them to have that first experience. Because yeah. we all know anybody who's had that experience, has been lucky enough to have that experience, knows how powerful and important and impactful that experience is.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting folks to have that first time experience, I mean, hook, line, and sinker, to use a pun there, but I mean, they're done. You got them.
My oldest brother, Dana, he lives in Anchorage. He's a member of SCI Alaska. And he was down a couple, maybe a month ago in Dallas at their,
yep.
they got a pretty big one there. And he enjoyed himself. And now he's going over to Africa.
Yeah. Funny how that works.
Yeah. So me being old school, you know, I'm grilling my oldest brother. How many shots do you have to get?
Yep.
He goes, I don't think I have to get any. In today's world, okay, it's much, you know, I remember the 70s and the 80s, you know, you got shots for a month before you went overseas like that.
Oh, yeah.
If you had a hunt that you could choose, what would you go after?
I am really, really big on the North American Super 10. And okay. so that's 10 okay. different species
yeah.
here in North America. So I am currently halfway through and just through blessed circumstances and being in the right place at the right time.
Which ones have you got so far?
Got a pronghorn, a mule deer, a mountain goat, a caribou, a moose. So I'm missing, that's what I've got. I'm missing sheep, which hope to rectify that this year.
Dall sheep or any type?
So
any type.
Yeah, for the North American Super 10, you can use any species.
Okay.
So it can be any species of
bear.
Moose. Yep, missing a bear. That's my
cougar, mountain lion probably.
Yep. And then
elk
and a bison or a muskox. So those are the five that I'm missing. So I'm halfway through.
Well, you know, take a car, go down to Delta, whack a buffalo.
Oh, yeah. No, the draws come out this week.
Okay. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. The 15th, I believe. Don't quote me on that, but I believe it's the 15th. So 2 days from now. And, yeah, we'll see.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to KFER Radio. I have Carson Keys with Safari Club International in the studio with me. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
So how's your memory? Can you remember this name? It's Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. It's pretty simple, but it's a name you want to be familiar with. You see, good plumbers who can get to your problem quickly and do a top-quality job, fixing it all at a reasonable price, well, let's simply say they're scarce. Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical is quick to the problem, and they're quick to the solution. And when you have no heat, or you have a bad plumbing leak, your HVAC isn't working, or your pipes are frozen, you want your problem fixed. So who do you call? I told you to remember the name. It's Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. Boilers and water heaters, snow melt systems, of course, drain cleaning. They also own Victory Drains. And you'd be surprised how much more. So look, you don't have to try to remember the phone number. Just remember the name and look it up from there. One more time now. Say it with me. Living Waters. Right. Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. Okay, well done.
stay informed of what's happening on the firearm scene today. Tune in to Shooter's Corner with your host, Laura Berkowitz, for news and conversation on guns, your Second Amendment rights, local events, and important legislation. Sponsored in part by Rogers Auto Repair. Rogers Auto Repair has been helping interior Alaskans care for their cars and trucks for 50 years from their same location near the airport on Dale Road. Listen in to Shooter's Corner every Thursday morning at 11 right here on KFAR Radio.
KFAR Weather.
More clouds than sun today, with daytime highs approaching 31. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 14. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly clear skies tomorrow, highs level off around 29. Partly cloudy Thursday, with highs around 26. 21 Friday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Carson Keyes with Safari Club International in the studio with me. Born and raised in Fairbanks, hunter, fisherman. You know, you were telling me before we went on the air, you're having a little trip come up.
Mm-hmm.
And where you can work from anywhere in the world with a Wi-Fi access and an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
So you're taking a trip for 110 days.
Yes, I'm about to go on 105 days straight of working. Now that requires, that's not me being gone 105 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me 105 days straight of work. And so that looks like Monday through Thursday, I'm in my office. And then Friday, jump on a plane to wherever I'm needed, have a banquet on Saturday, fly home Sunday, and then kind of rinse and repeat that. So I'll do that process until about May 24th this year. And generally for the last 6 years, I've been doing this for the last 6 years-ish, about working on two with SCI. But it's been a rinse and repeat of that for the last 6 years. So lots of miles on Alaska Airlines or whatever.
A million mile club yet?
Working on it. I'm not quite there yet because I've only been back in Fairbanks since June.
Yeah.
But man, I've racked up some miles since then. For
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I came across a friend of mine last week and he shocked the heck out of me. He's getting ready to hit the 3 million mile mark.
Holy.
That's what I said. Like, all right.
Does he just live on an airplane?
Sounds like it.
Yeah. No kidding.
It sounds like it. He's a little bit older than me, but he travels a lot. He travels.
Good
a
for
lot.
Him.
Yeah. And so I said, you know, goodness, my 320,000 miles is, you know, all my life so far, this pales in comparison.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm good with it. So when you, Monday through Thursday, in your office,
mm-hmm.
in your house,
mm-hmm.
okay,
yep.
What are you working on?
It is, no 2 days are the same. And because, so I manage my West Coast chapters. And again, West Coast being relative, but basically Colorado West. So the western portion of the U.S.
The Rockies West.
Rockies West. Yep, exactly right. And so, you know, this chapter might have a question or an issue with insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have to help them with that. Or this chapter might have a question or an issue with, hey, what are some unique games that we can implement in our fundraiser to raise more money? What are some unique items? You know, package deals, things like that.
Donations.
One question might be board management, kind of a jack of all, master of none. But I really, really, what I thoroughly enjoy the most is the fundraising. I really love fundraising. I've seen hundreds of banquets over the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always leverage that experience. I always go to these banquets. So, you know, David Prues is having a banquet. And I'll attend it, and I'll help out. And I always tell the chapters, like, hey, I'll sweep the floors or carry out the trash or talk to the crowd up on stage. Whatever it is that you need me to do, that's what I'm here to do. And on the back end of that, I'll write a banquet review. And so, you know, generally that is, hey, these are the things you've done well and continue to do, maybe some tweaks here and there. And then these are some things that I think we could improve upon. And a lot of times that's, hey, this was really inefficient, and here's a new, better way that you can do it that you probably haven't thought of.
I'm here to make you better, not make you mad.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and then running that line, obviously, is like, that's difficult sometimes.
You have a group with a lot of egos.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And guns. and dead animals on walls. Trophies.
Yeah.
Mounted.
Yes.
And so you get to come in and tell them something that they don't want to hear, maybe.
Sometimes, yeah. And so
do you have an insurance policy?
Yes, I do. I do have a life insurance policy.
Good to hear.
It's
good.
Up to date. Yep.
Yeah, okay. just asking a basic question.
Yeah, no, but the people that we get to work with or that I get to work with on a daily basis are some of the best people in the whole world. And I get to have friends across the entire country. Mm-hmm. I've got friends in Connecticut all the way to New Mexico that I could call anytime and say, hey, I'm in so-and-so. Can I crash on your couch?
What does it take for a person to join Safari Club International?
It's very easy. Mm-hmm. So you can go online to our website, safariclub.org, and go through the process there. It's our 1 year is $65, a 3 year is $150, and a lifetime membership is $1,500. You're going to get some magazines. You're going to get a bi-monthly magazine with any levels of this membership. You're going to get a bi-monthly magazine, 12-month newspaper, mm-hmm. or excuse me, monthly newspaper, so 12 issues per year. And then you're going to get some swag and some stuff like that. But you're also going to get linked in with our really powerful advocacy center. So that's the big kind of cutting edge feature about SCI, in my opinion, having worked with other organizations as well, is our advocacy center. And we've got an advocacy team.
You got Jennifer up here.
Boy,
is she an advocate.
She is awesome. And she is, I don't know how she does it. Like, she is running a million miles an hour all the time and is on top of everything, you know. Yeah. But we've got a staff of 8 full-time attorneys on staff at SCI, and we have an office in D.C. on the Hill, steps away from the Senate. And so the way that we really advance the needle in terms of hunting and hunters' rights and conservation, just our way of life, is by that advocacy team.
Do most people realize that the fees for gaming licenses, permits, pays for majority of the conservation in America?
If they don't, they should, but that's 100% right. If anyone's unfamiliar, I would encourage you to look up and Google the Pittman-Robertson Act.
Yes.
And that basically says that, hey, fees from – it's an excise tax, mm-hmm. and it's the only tax that I'm aware of where Americans have voted twice.
To keep it.
To keep this tax. Yeah. No, we want to tax ourselves. Yeah. And obviously with the history of America, that's pretty surprising.
Our first income tax was at the Civil War to pay for it.
exactly right. So, it's the only tax that I'm aware of that we have collectively voted as a people and said, hey, this is a good thing and we want it twice. And so if you buy a firearm, if you buy ammo, if you buy hunting-specific goods, fishing-specific goods, there's another act for on the fishing side of the mm-hmm. house. But all of that money, all of that tax goes to this Pittman-Robertson Fund, which funds a lot of the conservation projects. And states are able to get matching grants from the feds for those dollars. And don't quote me here, David, but I think it's 4-1.
Yeah.
So every dollar that the state puts in,
$4 come from the federal side.
I believe it's either 3-1 or 4-1, something like that. But there's matching grants. So it's there's huge upside potential for each state. And it's a huge vehicle that we've used historically since 1937. Mm-hmm. And it's been in place ever since. And again, we voted on it twice to keep it.
How did you discover Safari Club International? And then how did you discover Safari Club International to work at?
So I was I graduated college in 18 and was working sales.
You graduated college at 18?
Correct.
You graduated college at 18?
In 2018.
2018.
In 2018.
Okay, so you're 18, you graduated college.
No, I graduated from Monroe at 18.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So graduated from college.
Thanks for correcting my flawed training thought.
That's what I'm here to do, man.
5 years ago, you graduated from college.
Yep, graduated college, was working a sales job in Kansas City, and was enjoying it. I really like sales. I'm really good at talking to people. It fills my cup. Mm-hmm. Wasn't loving where I was at. And so I had a buddy that was working for an organization called Dallas Safari Club.
Ah, okay. That's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a top shelf one.
Yep. Yep. They're a great organization. So started, basically knew him, got my foot in the door in their chapter system and worked with them for 4 years and then saw an opportunity to move and become a leader more and manage a team, which is what I was looking for. Grow into it at SCI and took that in October of 22, if my memory is correct.
Ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on Problem Corner with Carson Keyes, and your name is?
My name's Al.
Hello, Al. How you doing?
I'm great.
Are you skinning anything right now? You got your tannery set up? You know, you working again, or are you going that unemployment crap?
I'm sitting at the smokehouse right now to see Virgil and get some wisdom. But you got a great guest today, and you guys were hitting on, you know, hunters pay for conservation, and it's a 3-1 match with Pittman Roberts money. But more importantly, you know, Safari Club International was a major sponsor and supporter and still working with the reintroduction of wood bison into the state of Alaska.
How's that up there off the Anoka? How's that group doing?
That herd right now, you know, it's down, but it's stable right now.
Okay.
It'll all be, the most critical time for wood bison in that area is, you know, the breakup, the springtime, April, May time frame. And so, but we have a meeting coming up next week, which that management plan is for the introduction of wood bison into the Mento Flats area.
Carson has to get a couple things, and Alaska would work for his Big Ten of North America. Where would you suggest he go get a bear?
Just any bear?
Any bear, yes.
A bear.
Yeah, I mean,
probably anywhere.
I don't think he's getting a polar bear, but a bear.
You grew up in Fairbanks. I couldn't understand why you never killed a bear.
Yeah, no, it's by the time I played four sports growing up, and by the time I was really got to a prime hunting age, you know, that kind of teenage years, my dad was in Afghanistan a bunch and all that. So never really got the chance between sports and my main hunting partner being gone. Kind of slacked off, but I came back with a vengeance, and so I'm excited for it.
So where's he going to go get a bear, Al?
Well, Mento Flats, you know, get a bear baiting permit, put a bear bait up, and they will come.
There you go. Easy enough.
How about a buffalo, because that's on it too, a buffalo or a muskox, and I figure a buffalo's
I got to draw that Delta tag.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now you got four chances or four different opportunities in the state of Alaska for a free-ranging bison. And you can potentially do a subsistence hunt for muskox or put in for the drawing hunts for muskox.
Yep.
He's also got to get a cougar or a mountain lion. Have they come into Alaska yet, or are they still in, say, the Yukon territories?
Well, they do, but if you kill one and tell everybody about it, you'll get a visit from your wildlife enforcement people.
Oh.
Big no.
So it's, so it's a hybrid of a lynx. Well, thank you for the phone call, sir. Greatly appreciate it.
You know, it's great for Safari Club International to be involved. You know, even at a local level, they're a great influence.
That they are. You're a member, I take it?
No, I'm not.
You're just a big though. You're a supporter, big fan.
Al, give me a call after this, and we can change that, my friend.
Yeah.
You take care, buddy. Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Al's a member of the Laundry House Gang.
Oh, yeah.
He's in here once a month with me.
I went to a meeting the other day.
With Al.
I went with Jennifer.
Ah.
Yep. But it was an interesting meeting.
You know, you put those two in a room. This is how I classify the differences. Al's the smartest. Jennifer is the most aggressive.
Oh, Jennifer's pretty smart.
I know. Al's the smartest. Jennifer's the most aggressive.
All right.
Her intelligence level, she's very, very smart.
Oh, yeah. She's wicked.
Yeah.
She's sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not besmirching Jennifer because she'll kick my backside. And it's funny. I had them both in the room here this last time,
mm-hmm.
and Jennifer was going right after Al on a subject. I mean, it was great. It was great. And it was, you know, he was getting...
He was in the hot seat.
Oh, yes, he was. It was great to see. Remember that, Al. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're going to... obviously, this is Glenner spin music. Bumper music. It's called Spin Doctors. What time is it? Then we're going to go to some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather, and we will be back.
Is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Don Chiproy criticizing Republicans who voted in favor of the Senate's $95 billion package to help countries like Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan. Here he is on the Fox News Channel.
There's 22 Republicans who voted for that bad bill abomination of a bill, should be ashamed.
Well, inflation is still a problem in this country. The January CPI report showed it is slowly going down. The Fed would like to see it a little faster going down. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen spoke about it today in Pittsburgh.
And the recession that many forecasters predicted we would need to see to get inflation down, that hasn't materialized. Instead, the American economy continues to grow.
And some encouraging news out of the Middle East. Two officials telling the AP, Israel and Hamas are making progress toward a deal that aims to bring about a ceasefire and free hostages in the Gaza Strip. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports that a Delta Junction man died Sunday after his vehicle collided with a military Humvee on the Richardson Highway. According to Alaska State Troopers, Adam Rushing, 45, collided with the back of the Humvee about 3:46 p.m. February 11th near mile marker 259 of the Richardson Highway. Rushing was pronounced dead at the scene. Rushing was driving north on the highway at a high speed when the 2007 Chevrolet Suburban he was in rear-ended the Humvee, which was driving slowly along the road with its hazard lights on due to a mechanical issue. According to troopers, Rushing was not wearing a seatbelt. The Richardson Highway was closed for approximately 4 hours as responders investigated and worked to clear the scene. Sunday's crash marked the third fatal collision in recent weeks in the interior. In January, two people died after the truck they were in collided with another vehicle on the George Parks Highway near Cantwell. And last week, one man died from a crash involving a commercial vehicle on the Elliott Highway. Alaska State Troopers remind everyone to please wear your seatbelt at all times.
Online at KFAR660.com.
Fairbanks, listen up. Affordable Used Cars has purchased over 450 late model vehicles to fill the lot. With a great selection to choose from, you can find that vehicle you've been looking for. We have Tacoma TRDs, 4Runner TRDs, Sienna Hybrid all-wheel drives, Bronco Sports, and many more makes and models to choose from. They're arriving daily and won't last long. Hurry in for the best selection before they're all gone. Come downtown to Affordable Used Cars at 2525 South Cushman.
Endless opportunities are waiting for you with part-time service in the Alaska Army National Guard. You have the chance to be a guardian of this amazing state and help protect what makes it so special. Part-time service also provides education benefits so you can complete the education you need to reach your career goals. Learn how you can help guard the last frontier at nationalguard.com/AK. Sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard. Aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here with you. Now, I'm going to read a couple things here for you. And this is neat stuff. The Alaska Family Council is proud to present conservative radio and broadcast talk show host Dennis Prager of The Dennis Prager Show, and founder of Prager University, for a one day in Fairbanks, Saturday, February 24th. Join Dennis Prager for a lunch and lecture from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. at the Wedgwood Resort in the Borealis Ballroom. Tickets, just $75 per person. Or, then later that night, be at a private reception dinner at the Auto Museum with meet and greet photo ops. Doors open at 5:30. Tickets are a little bit more pricey. They're $250 each. There's limited seating of only 50, so this is very cozy. Dennis Prager has a website, PragerU, which with 15-minute videos on various topics from conservative perspective videos, cover topics such as racism, sexism, income inequality, gun ownership, migration, immigration, and much more. So the Saturday, February 24th, the lunch is from 11:30 a.m. and the dinner is at 5:30 a.m. Get your tickets now for the luncheon or the reception and dinner at akfamily.org. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to stump the SEI guy.
Uh-oh.
What I want you to do, the first person who calls up with an Alaska hunting question that Carson Keyes and myself, that we cannot answer, you get a free ticket to the luncheon, two free tickets, it's a pair, $150 value on Saturday, February 24th from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Wedgwood Resort. You have to ask a question that me and Carson do not know the answer to about hunting, something about hunting in Alaska. You know, variations, whatever. But it's about hunting. Sound good to you?
Trouble.
Oh, that's okay. We're not losing anything. We're giving, man. This is easy. Just like shooting ducks on a pond.
Someone's going to love those tickets. That's
sure. I know it. So give a call with any hunting question in Alaska that we cannot answer. And I have a feeling even if they know the answer, we won't know the answer. Right, Carson?
I agree. Okay. I agree.
So I'd be getting on the phone real fast if you want to be with Dennis Prager of the Dennis Prager Show and founder of PragerU. Here we go. Are you ready, Carson?
I'm ready.
Good morning. You're on KFER Radio, and your name is?
Hi, my name is Mike.
Mike, what is your question for Carson with Safari Club International?
In what part of Alaska could any Alaskan harvest a muskox for a few years back in the early 2000s?
For a few beers?
A few years.
Oh, man.
Oh, for you years. I was thinking for a few beers.
No.
You don't want to change it to a few beers?
The answer is just what part of Alaska?
If I had to, this is a total guess. If I had to guess, it would be somewhere northwest, but that's very broad.
Nome or Kotzebue area.
You give me a GMU.
Oh, gosh.
I would say game management 18.
That's incorrect.
You win! You win. What's your cell phone number, Mike?
Is it on your caller ID?
I don't have caller ID.
Oh, 907-434-1152.
Mike, we will give you a call to get you your tickets, okay?
Okay, Dave. Thanks a lot.
You got it, buddy. Bye. Good morning. You're on the air. We've already given away the tickets, but guess what? I'm feeling in a giving mood, so we're going to give another pair of tickets. What is your question?
Where is the largest density of silver fox in Alaska?
Ooh.
Can I get this gentleman's name? I think I might know who this is.
Your name is? First
Harrison.
Name. What's that?
Harrison.
Harrison. What's your phone number, Harrison?
I can give 907. It to you.
Oh, he's got it. Carson's got it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, Carson, you got a buddy trying to stump you.
I do.
Make us look bad.
Yep.
It must be a good friend.
Yep.
Harrison, how do you know Carson?
Oh, you know, just be bopping around town. Met him through some backwoods doors and stuff. He's a good guy.
Harrison's been I've been really trying to get into trapping since I moved back up.
Ah. Okay.
And been attending the Trappers Association meetings, and that they've been a lot of fun. But Harrison has been my mentor through trapping and just been – nothing but a prince of a man in terms of, hey, man, I've got a question about this, or can I borrow this? And so big shout-out to Harrison for that, and he's going to get these tickets, which is cool. But Harrison, if I had to guess, we're talking north, somewhere on the Hall Road, for the highest density of silver fox in Alaska. Am I right?
I don't think that's true. I think that around the interior of Alaska probably has the highest number of cross foxes in the state.
Oh, is this from the trappers meeting last week?
Yeah, I did some research, and I did some variation research on color variations of red foxes in the state of Alaska, and it seems as though that any kind of research has been centered around the interior. I think up north they're mostly red, and then you start crossing over into the Arctic foxes.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, last winter I saw the most beautiful silver fox, if you want to call it that, you know, black with the tips of silver, just shiny, the tips of the hair. And it was just one of the most beautiful animals I ever saw. And it was in the middle of Fairbanks.
Mm.
Middle of Fairbanks. So do we get a high population of them, Harrison, in the Fairbanks or Starborough?
That's where I personally have seen the most amount. I've had one that terrorized my chickens for a couple years straight.
That's what they do.
Finally got rid of him. But, recently at the most recent Alaska Trappers meeting in Fairbanks, there was a gentleman who trapped south of Fairbanks across Tanana, and he caught five in a very short amount of time trapping them.
That's incredible. Okay. Well, Harrison, you are going to go and see Dennis Prager at a luncheon on February 24th from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Wedgewood Resort. We'll have a person with the radio station here, KFAR, give you a call and set up a time for you to come pick up the tickets, okay?
Sounds great.
Hey, thank you for listening. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Yep.
You're a popular schmuck.
Apparently. As soon as you said, hey, you can stump Carson, I think you're just going to have people coming out of the
way. I know. Now, we're done stumping Carson and David. I included myself.
You did.
Because I at least threw a game management unit out there.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah.
I was not even close on that question. But it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, what the heck. And so, anyway. So how's that for a fundraiser type thing?
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Prager event?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be a cool event. I was thinking like, oh man, can I go? And no, I'll be in Bozeman that weekend. So traveling for a banquet.
You take off when?
For that event?
Yeah.
I take off on Friday.
And do you come back or do you go to another event after that?
Nope. I'll fly home Sunday and then Monday through Thursday be in the office and then take off that next Friday into Sonoma.
Okay.
So that'll be cool.
You're a jerk, son of a.
Well, you guys enjoy the cold. I'll be in Sonoma, California.
Yeah. Okay. Go to the. Let's see. What winery do I want you to go to out of Sonoma? Racchioli. Go to Racchioli.
See what I can.
They make all the best grapes that go into all the best Pinot Noirs.
Okay.
Racchioli. They started. You know, it's interesting on the Sonoma side. Italian farmers.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the names of these wineries, you see lots of verbs, I's at the end of these names, and they're farmers, you know, apple farmers and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And so the Racchioli, they're on the West Side Road, which is basically the center of the universe for good Pinot Noir in America.
Okay,
and go there and enjoy.
Will do. And, I appreciate the recommendation.
Yeah. Everyone buys their grapes. They don't produce a lot of bottles of wine.
Mm-hmm.
They're the people who make the grapes for the best wine.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Breathe easy and save money. Natural gas is not only cleaner for the environment, it's also more affordable. Delivered heating oil is about 45% more expensive than natural gas this winter. Bottom line, natural gas is a cheaper, more reliable, clean source of fuel. And switching to natural gas from wood or oil can help clean the air in Fairbanks and North Pole. A natural gas service line can cost as little as $350 for residents and $500 for businesses. To apply or view coverage maps and more, go to interiorgas.com.
Explore winter trails you never thought possible. Stand, float, walk on snow with better traction and stability than walking down the street. Modern snowshoes are the perfection of a 1,000-year-old idea. They're lightweight and versatile, easy and fun to use for all ages. If you can walk, you can snowshoe. Get the exercise you crave. Let it snow. Go explore. Start today. No lift ticket required. But first, find the right style and the right fit at Frontier Outfitters. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle. Weather brought to you by the Woodway. Toyotomi oil heaters have warmed interior Alaska homes for decades. Efficient, quiet, and reliable. Buy yours today. The Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
KFAR Weather.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 31. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 14 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 29. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the studio here with Carson Keyes, and congratulations to Mike and Harrison in regards to your Saturday luncheon. You're going to be going to free with Dennis Prager of Prager U. So, now Carson, you went to Kansas State, K-State. What sort of outdoor hunting and fishing did you do there? Probably deer.
Lots of deer. Kansas is a sleeper state for sportsmen, in my opinion. You've got giant whitetails. Got really good duck hunting. Got really good turkey hunting. Decent pheasant hunting and upland bobwhite quail and things like that. Mule deer and pronghorn. Those are, and there's actually an elk population on Fort Riley that you can draw a tag for. So, and as a resident of Kansas, you can get many of those tags just over the counter. So it's a sleeper state for sportsmen, in my opinion.
What was your degree in?
It was in wildlife and outdoor enterprise management. And so it was kind of, it's a very unique degree.
You're using your degree.
I'm using my degree. Yep. And there's only one other course that I'm aware of that's even similar. And it's at, it's at Auburn. It's a very similar course, but basically it's a blend of biology. So I've got a minor in biology. Mm-hmm. I've got a minor in business. And then it's a blend of business, biology,
natural resource management,
and hospitality.
Wow.
And so it's a really unique, well-rounded course, and it really just prepares you to go out into the outdoor industry in whatever facet that may look like. My track was kind of the nonprofit world, but whether that be managing or running your own lodge, working for Bass Pro Shops, something like that, it's a really cool program. And I would highly, if anyone's interested in that program, or you know, if you got kids coming up and they're going to be graduating in the next few years, I would love to talk more about that program, and the leadership for that program is just excellent. It's a really cool program, really unique. There's only one other one in the U.S. that I'm aware of.
When you're in Fairbanks here, you know, you've come across Jennifer with SCI. You've come across Harrison with the Trappers Association. What other associations do you meet up with or hang with?
You know, I'm still kind of getting my feet wet here back in Fairbanks. I would love to start an SCI Fairbanks chapter. We've got one in Anchorage, and actually shout out to those guys. That's the largest SCI chapter in SCI history.
Yeah.
They've got 1,300 members right now. And so Lewis Cusack is the executive director there, as well as John Sturgeon is the president, and their whole board of directors. Those guys are rock and roll. They are incredible. Would love to start an SCI Fairbanks chapter, but the Trappers Association has been a really big one for me. I've really enjoyed going to those meetings.
Have you met Randy Zarkey?
I have, yeah. He'll
be on tomorrow with me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
He started Hockey Week and the Hockey Hall of Fame, and he's a big trapper. He writes a lot of forewords. He gets a lot of people published.
Yeah, okay.
Great guy.
Awesome. That'll be a great time.
He has inroads to everything you would ever want to be able to set up an SCI in Fairbanks.
Okay. Well, good guy I'll talk to then.
Suck up well to him. But he's such a
Randy, fine, you reserve, grab a beer?
Fine reserve guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's this Fairbanks finest type personality. He really is.
Yep.
Just very reserved, very nice, just top shelf.
Yep, that's been my read on him as well. Yeah. Absolutely.
So you're on the road for 105 days. Mm-hmm. After Sonoma, where do you go?
Oh, man. Sonoma, then I go back. So I'll be in Bozeman this month. This is my last weekend off this weekend till May 26th. And so I'll be in Montana several different times, California several different times, Washington several different times, Colorado several different times, Utah, Arizona. I think that's about it that I can
remember.
What's
the flight out that you take the most, Alaska Airlines?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I try and only fly Alaska just because, A, I think their service is the best in the industry, in my humble opinion, and I've flown a lot of airlines. And it's, if you stick with one airline, you can rack up points. You know?
Yeah.
So try and stick with Alaska as much as I possibly can.
Which flight do you try and take out?
I despise the red eyes.
So do I.
Yep. I try and take
Forget
that.
It.
Yep, I try and take that 7 a.m.
Yep.
They have a 9:50 or something like that, or an 8:50. So there's a 7 a.m., a 9 a.m., and maybe those are the two that I try and fly out the most. And then I can actually work when I get to wherever I'm going. I fly on that red eye, I'm useless.
Yeah. Does someone make your reservations for you, or do you do it?
No, I do it. Yep, I do it all. So I'm able to control my schedule at least a little bit, and there's some times where I have to take that red eye. Yeah, just is what it is.
Who do you answer to as a supervisor?
Yep. So my boss is, his name is Jason St. Michael, and he has been with SCI for, I believe, going on 20 years right now. He lives up in Canada, and he's been working remote for the last 20 years.
Your boss is a Canuck.
He's a Canuck, yep.
Oh,
yep.
My God, that could be a lot of fun.
I forgive him for it. I look past
it. It could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, oh, it is. But he was working remote before working remote was cool, you know, pre-COVID for the last 20 years. His whole career has been
remote. He wrote the book on it.
Yes, yeah. So it's been new to me. working remote, but it's been great. I love it, and I love being in Fairbanks. There's no better place, in my opinion, than Fairbanks. There's a reason we came back here. The people are the greatest. The town is the greatest. The community is just something I've never experienced anywhere else. And obviously, you have ample fishing and hunting and trapping opportunities, which is also very important to me.
Where do you like to go in the interior for fishing?
Man, I really love taking a fly rod and just hitting some grayling streams. And so whether that be in the White Mountains or I don't want to get too specific on where I like to go fish.
You don't
want to
give up your spot, Shane. Oh, come on.
Yep. But, I mean, there are
– A five weight?
Oh, yeah. As small as I can manage. As small as I can manage. And just catching grayling. Just you can catch – there's thousands, probably millions of graylings to be caught. Yeah. Grayling to be caught within, 50 miles of where we're sitting right now. So I love that. I can go sit on a bank all day and just catch grayling and be happy.
Hmm. Where's your favorite duck hunting locations area?
Yeah, I've gotten away from duck hunting so much in the last few years.
How about upland bird hunting?
My big game. That's my jam. And so I really love throwing a backpack on and going hunting for several days and self-supported and figuring it out. Meeting those challenges, whether that be weather, terrain, or whatever. You're tired. Kind of head on and really persevering through those. There's something really powerful in that for me anyways.
Me too. I've been sheep hunting that way last two out of the last 3 years.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Did you get one?
No.
No? I'm going on my first.
But this last time I could have taken one if it would have been legal.
Okay. Yep.
And that's what it made it for me.
Yep.
We spotted these three sheep about 2.5 miles out.
Wow.
And put a stalk on them. And I got within maybe a quarter mile.
Oh, wow.
And that's when I could finally get a good spotting scope on them and see that they were illegal.
Yep.
But before we did that, we were stalking them.
Yep.
And before we broke off our stalk, I already had picked out a way to get to them.
Yep.
Within 200 yards, and the wind was favorable for me. And I had plenty of time to do it. So when they were...
It's a dream right there.
When they weren't legal, I said, that's okay. I just went through everything I wanted to do.
Exactly.
I am good.
And that's funny you bring that up. That's something that a lot of people don't understand about hunting if they've never done it.
Yeah.
Is, hey, obviously the intent is to go out there and come home with an animal, right?
Yeah.
But just it takes you to places and you get to see and do things that you would never, ever, ever do.
Yeah.
If you weren't hunting.
Yeah.
You would never be in these places. You would never be in these situations. You'd never be on that mountaintop. You get to see these animals interact and be in their natural habitat. It's just so cool.
Yeah, there was this one time 3 years ago down sheep hunting in Healy area. And, we're scoping. And all of a sudden, about 800 yards away, out comes, from this high brush area, a nice-sized grizzly bear.
Oh, yeah.
It goes back into it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's there, and you can't see it, and you just know it's there, and you got to walk by that, you know it's there.
Oh, yeah.
So you're making a wide, 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 wide beam around it because, I saw, and I'm looking, I'm saying to myself, that's a little bit too dark, for a moose.
Yeah.
And it's way bigger than a caribou.
One of the things.
Way bigger than a caribou. Yep. And I start really taking a look at it. That's a big grizzly.
Oh, yeah.
That's about a 400-pound bear. Is that big?
That's cool. I'm going on my first sheep hunt this year. Can't wait.
Oh, good. What area?
Just looking into the Wrangles right now. We'll
okay.
See.
That's where I was.
Okay. But one of the things about sheep hunting, I've hunted all over the lower 48, and I'm ate up with it. But one of the really interesting things about sheep hunting is that you are hunting, in order for an animal to be legal, you're hunting a 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old animal.
A
right?
Very smart animal.
An old animal. And if you were to go to the lower 48 and say you can only kill a 7 or an 8 or a 9-year-old elk or mule deer, it would be – I mean, there would be very few people that would ever
be successful.
Be successful. But in Alaska, obviously the minimum age is 8, but there's full curl and there's different
or
things.
Or your moose rack size.
Yes, or 50 inches, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're hunting an 8-year-old sheep, that is an old animal.
Yeah.
Whereas you're not – there's very few people that will ever – hunt or kill an 8-year-old elk or an 8-year-old mule deer or a whitetail. That's an old animal.
The ones we saw are about 5 to 6 years old.
Yep. Yep.
But I got upon them.
Oh, yeah.
It was
you great. Did it. Yeah. You did everything but pull the trigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great. And just enjoy it. And after that, I was good.
Yep.
I mean, I was good. Then you have to pack out.
Oh, yeah.
Then drive out. You know, it's just like, you know, we didn't take a plane in on this one, but it's usually planes, trains, and automobiles. And
it's an expedition.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And, you know, everything's on your backpack. Everything to survive 5 to 7 days,
yep.
You're carrying it.
Yep. It's good for us to get outside, in my opinion, for us to get outside of our comfort zone and get out of the AC or the heat or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Go suffer a little bit.
Be sleeping on the side of a hill on an angle.
Yeah.
In a tent, yeah. You know, with a pad that is quite light.
Yeah. Yep. Hopefully not deflated. You pump, yeah. You know, put a little pinhole in there, not deflating on
yeah.
You. Oh, yeah.
And
it's good for you.
All that fun sort of stuff.
Absolutely.
Do you go hunting with your brother?
He and I went elk hunting in 2022, and that was kind of his first foray into backpack hunting,
mm-hmm.
and he loved it, and so we haven't...
You're backpacking elk. That's a large carryout, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was... We didn't...
That's you pulling the trigger and making your brother carry it out.
He was ready for it.
I was used to that with my older brothers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. So I'm sure more in the future, for sure. So that was
yeah, David, come hunting with us. Yeah, you can... Pack it out for
yeah,
us.
Make sure you bring a backpack. Yeah.
My first sheep hunting trip, that was what I was there for.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Yep.
I wasn't there to give guidance or pull a trigger. I was there to pack out
your
stuff.
Muscle.
Yeah.
Yep.
Brainless muscle.
Yep. Absolutely.
Oh, they still treat me that way. Well, anyway. So you're looking at the wrangles. What time of year?
Probably that opener. Probably that area, somewhere in there.
10th of August, yes, right sir. In there, first
yep.
week.
Yep. I think the weather gets a little bit more unpredictable later. It does get a little bit more unpredictable
yeah.
later, and people clear out. But I'm just, for my first foray into the Sheep Mountains, I think.
I was in there.
Stack all the cards in my deck that I can.
Yeah, I was in there the first week of September, and I thought that the weather would drive them more down towards me.
Mm.
But there wasn't any sheep out there where I was at to drive down.
Mm.
And, it was we never got, you know, crushed by weather, but we got out about the day before it did get crushed. On purpose.
In the nick of time.
Yeah, on purpose.
Awesome.
Well, Carson, we got about one more minute left. How do you want to end it, sir?
Man, I just want to say if anyone here is interested in becoming a member of SCI, we would love to have you. You know, a lot of people think that the word safari, that all we do is hunt Africa and that's all we care about. The majority of our work every year, anywhere between 60% and 80%, is here in North America, and we're first for hunters. And it doesn't matter if you're a squirrel hunter or a sheep hunter or a kudu hunter in South Africa. If you hunt, we want you to be a member. The fights that we're having with our advocacy team, we're having those whether you're a member or not. The more people that we have in our membership, the bigger stick we carry in Washington D.C., and that matters.
The more advocates you have,
the more advocates we've got. Yep.
Carson, thank you for very much so for being on here. Who taught you to drive?
You did.
That was interesting.
Hey, we're still here, so you did something.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah. My insurance rates went up. Fairbanks, great seeing Carson here with me today. Tomorrow is going to be hockey week, people. And you're going to enjoy that. You're going to have Randy Zarkey and his team in here. It's going to be fun. Hockey week starts on Friday, so enjoy this week. You have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow.